And when you use hormonal therapy, how long is it used for?
Well, that's also a question that's changing. For a couple of decades, tamoxifen was the only one around. We were able to study different durations of therapy. And we learned that taking tamoxifen for a longer period of time, up to 5 years, gave you increasing benefits. But 10 years wasn't any better than 5 years. So 5 years became the magic number. When we first started studying the aromatase inhibitors, the five-year duration was picked so that it wouldn't complicate the comparison. And no one could say, well, it's not that the new drug is better. It's that you gave one drug for 7 years and one for 5 years. So we are just now starting to study the optimal duration of therapy with the aromatase inhibitors. And those early studies are going to look at longer, continuing the duration of therapy beyond an initial 5 years. Now, in some of those studies, we're already treating patients longer than 5 years, particularly the one study that looked at women who had been on tamoxifen for roughly 5 years and then added an aromatase inhibitor for another 5 years, gets you up to a total duration of 10 years. But that may not be the ultimate right duration.
What about aromatase inhibitors in premenopausal women?
Well, that really wouldn't give them much benefit or any benefit. They still have the aromatase enzymes. They still make that conversion of other steroids. But that accounts for at most 10% of the estrogen that premenopausal women have. So lowering that is really not going to meaningfully change their estrogen levels and really wouldn't have any effect on their risk of recurrence of their breast cancer.